He knows your constraint. He knows the embarrassment. He knows the thing that's keeping you out from the community. And he's here to heal you with his forgiveness and presence and love. Walk with him. How do I know the man was a pilgrim? Around the 4th or 5th century, the early church took great documentation of who would come to meetings in certain regions. And around the 4th or 5th century, at one of the councils, people would sign in, and from one region, there were more Christians that showed up for a church council than any other region. Guess what region that was? The Decapolis. No missionaries had been sent there. No apostle had gone there. We only know of Mark 7 and Mark 5, where Jesus met a man on the hillside, and in Mark 7, where Jesus met this deaf and mute man. I think what happened was this man was so transformed following Jesus, he shared it with others and lived the pilgrim way of living for Jesus. Let that be said of us as well. And as we continue with our service, I'd just like to take a moment of prayer to uplift this journey we're going to take. I pray that it's more than just, I checked out a couple pages today, you know, and I heard something interesting. My prayer for every single one of you is that this is a pilgrimage for you. That this can be a way of life. Things like praying, things like reading God's word, things like seeking solitude, things like committing to community. This becomes a way, a pattern of life, a pilgrimage, not just for 40 days, but for the rest of our life. Join me in prayer right now. Dear Lord, we've heard a powerful message today, not from me, but from you. You desire that we journey with Jesus and live transformed lives. We need it, Lord. We need your son, Jesus. Lord, quietly today we have points of embarrassment, each one of us, points where we have maybe walked off the path and maybe nobody else knows it. We feel like the deaf, mute man. Lord, seek us out as you promised to do and give us your peace and restore us. We thank you for your forever presence in our lives. Journey with us, and may we go on this journey as a pilgrim following Jesus. Amen.